Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So unlike many of you, I actually watched the State of the Union. I actually planned. I had to pick hubby up. You have a car in the shop. And he's like, do you want to go grab something to eat? I go, no. I want to watch the State of the Union. You know, I thought this was going to be a very, very interesting speech to watch in light of everything going on. And also, I don't know about you guys, and I know many of you guys are kind of split on the president. I was a little nervous, and I wanted, you know, to see his strength. I wanted to see his demeanor, and he held his own. I have to admit, Biden held his own. People still lost their flipping minds over the speech and some of his flubs and I mean both sides. Oh my gosh. There's liberals right now online completely freaking out because people are having fun with the speech. Like I mean, people have been making fun of Trump and Biden and Clinton and Obama and Bush. And I just don't know why people lose their minds. Wasn't there a Comedy Central cartoon about George Bush and Dick Cheney called That's My, you know, for President Bush, but they left the president off? I just can't. I mean, people are just losing their minds over. We saw the speech. There were some flubs. He said some things that made me do a double take. I loved the kid, Joshua, little kid there, was there, just adorable. You know, I guess when President Biden was alluding to diabetes and how he wants to increase access to diabetes, again, credit to Trump and Biden on trying to lower insulin costs. It was a nice moment. It was good. I did a double take when he said something about stopping doctors from prescribing. I was like, what the heck is that? So I put it online, and some people tried to clarify, some people don't, you know, he fumbled a little bit. But, we doctors are very kind of concerned with where medicine is going. We have never seen public officials with no medical backgrounds intervening like they are. And we have patients out there scared to death that they can't get pain medication, that if these medical schools do find a use for ivermectin, we doctors won't be able to write it. So, yeah, you know, this is kind of something that we're definitely watching. So very passionate. People are pretty passionate about it. But the one thing that I found was very exciting is that I guess there's a new group of people out there in this world. And they're called the Uranians. But basically, actually, you know those social media contests where is this dress black or blue? Well, apparently there's a big debate. Did President Biden bring up the Iranians or Uranians when discussing Ukrainians? Now, he was talking about Ukraine very, very, though, a short period of time. I expected there to be more on the war. In fact, President Zelensky of Ukraine, you know, wanted a definite, robust speech on that. Sounds like they had a speech prepared for a while, and then they just quickly changed the beginning to add the Ukraine stuff. So, I mean, at least there was some attention to Ukraine. But he had basically said, which was kind of interesting, he said, Putin may circle Kiev with tanks, but he will never gain the hearts and souls of the Uranian people. So I heard Uranian. You know, like Uranus, like maybe there's people from Uranus. Other people said Iranian, and he was confusing Iran with Ukraine. He didn't confuse Iran with Ukraine. This wasn't a competency issue. But he did drop out the K. He said Uranian, right? And or the speechwriter left the K out. I don't know. Maybe the speechwriter left the K out, or you read a word and then you don't see that, you just see Uranian, you know, or maybe Biden knows something that we don't, that there was another group of people on this planet named the Uranians. And the Uranians will not have the heart and soul of Putin, or Putin will not have their heart and soul, because the Uranians, just like the Ukrainians and just like Americans, you know, are kind of fed up with Putin's crap. Or this is what I think is going on. I think the reason why Biden brought up the Uranians wasn't a cognitive slip, is he basically accidentally revealed classified information on who's been flying those UFOs. My guess is the Uranians are from planet Uranus, and they are the ones on those UFOs coming to America. So that's what I think it is. Oh, my gosh. I could just hear the liberals losing their flipping minds that, you know, oh, my gosh, we are making fun of his speech. Listen, it's a long speech. I'm going to be very honest with you guys. I thought he handled himself very well. I think Kamala shouldn't have tried to correct him. It looks like she tried to say Ukrainians behind him. Not a good look. Every time I did a double take, you saw Kamala kind of also look a little. It is a little bit, you know, it's a little bit concerning, you know, when you have these flubs. But then again, Trump broke the mold on being a linguistic expert in oration. And so oratory skills are now not necessarily a prerequisite for being the president. So you could have these flubs, you could have these goofs. The problem is again, you know, you got all eyes are on you. It's difficult. How many times do I misspeak? I misspeak all the time. You know, things just fall out, and you're like, did I mean to? I've dangled my preposition. How many times have you guys caught my prepositions dangling? I know, and I worry about the FCC, because I don't think I'm allowed to have dangling things, you know? I think I have to, you know, keep it clean. But, I mean, so, or we dangle our participles. I've dangled my participles. You know, especially in college, man, my participles are definitely dangling that. So overall, not that bad a speech. And welcome Uranians to this country. Welcome. We welcome you. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this next segment is going to be pretty much common sense. No, we're not going to talk about the COVID masks. I know there's another COVID mask study saying, guys, that it only maybe at the most prevents 90 or 10% of viruses coming into the filtering. And I don't even want to give you guys that study. It's almost a duplicate of another study, but it's interesting. But that's not what I want to talk about. All right, what I want to talk about next is, as we're watching the war unfold, okay, there's a lot of opinions on the matter. And I'm noticing that media is highlighting certain things, not highlighting others. And I need to correct myself, because last week or the week before, I said this is going to be much different you know, war in that we are going to be getting second by second coverage. I mean, we could go online, assuming we haven't been hacked, and we are able to watch how this unfolds. What's happening to Kyiv? What's happening to Lviv? Lviv, it's pronounced a little differently than the way they do it. But we can see what's going on. The problem is I'm noticing that people are almost forgetting that media can sensationalize things, can manipulate things, and can make headlines any way they want to. And so when I talk to people about, look, you know, are you guys concerned about the war? Are you concerned about, you know, what's going on? You hear people go, oh, the Ukrainians are winning. It's over. It's going to be good. The Ukrainians are good. And then on the other end, you also, you know, hear, oh, yeah, you know, Russia, they're going to cause World War III. They're going to whatever. You know, those are just conspiracy theories. People are just panicking. People are, you know, what then is really, really happening? So we're getting bits and pieces, but the only person who's going to tell you what's really going on is either people that are actually there that have some access to videos or access to news stations, or it's going to be you that puts it all together and figures it out. But I'm hearing more and more and more that the Ukrainians are winning, that the Ukrainians are winning, and I hope so. I hope that's the case. I'm right now watching videos of Russian soldiers saying, I don't want to be here. We're hearing stories, which is fantastic, where Russians are kind of booby-trapping their own vehicles, deflating their own tires so they can't make it to where they need to go. And, you know, that all makes sense because these Russian soldiers, they're young guys. Do they really want to be there to kill? Do they, they know what the Soviets did during World War II. They don't want to be those people. So on one end, you're hearing that and you're seeing that, and these are the feel-good stories, you know, because they give hope. But then on the other end, you hear Vladimir Zelensky saying, we need help. We need it now. You see people in Ukraine saying, we need help. We need it now. When I bring up to people, I go, look, okay, so what can we do? What can we pull together? Which of these charities isn't going to skim money off the top? What can we do to get help? How do we get people places to live? Much of the response I'm getting from people is, it's going to be over. Ukrainians are fighting back. They got this. And I'm just wondering if some people are kind of not realizing that the media has never changed. If you couldn't trust the media 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago, just be, you know, take it with a grain of salt, still have that scrutiny when we're looking at what's going on. Now, I am no barometer of common sense, okay? I'm honored that you guys might think that. Most of you realize, okay, if you want common sense, don't always go to Dahlia. But common sense dictates that if there is a large country that claims there was provocation from the U.S., from France, from everybody around, and that they need to do this, common sense is, really? You're really that threatened by Ukraine, really? Common sense also dictates that if a big country is moving in and trying to surround cities, that it is going to be bad for that country that they are taking over. It kind of makes sense. You could see the media go, oh, okay, well, Ukrainians are pushing back. They are pushing back. Hallelujah. I don't want, you know, a 7-year war. I don't want, or 6-year war. You know, I don't want this, I am hoping that the Ukrainians can deter them, and they will, because they have everything to fight for. But don't underestimate some of these media stories as the Ukrainians got this. Now, mind you, the Ukrainians don't want people to think that they are going to be overwhelmed, you know. But Vladimir Zelensky is doing a fantastic job of, one, showing Ukrainian strength, showing Ukrainian patriotism, but also asking for help. I don't know how much more, you know, we think we're, I mean, I don't know how much more they need to ask, you know, for help. Now, I'm not saying we bring in air support and all that. I mean, that's for the generals to decide. But I think I'm hearing people are getting kind of misled by what's going on. And so every now and then I will kind of put something out there going, guys, you know, you realize that Vladimir Zelensky and the Ukrainians, they're not only protecting their country, but they're the ones, they're probably the only ones standing between us and Russia and World War III. Oh, we're not going to have World War III. We're not going to have World War III. Well, we already have Russia starting to threaten NATO about how if we do go to World War III, there's going to be nukes. This is going to be a nuclear war. They're already teasing, and I mean, maybe they don't mean it. Maybe they're just bluffing. Maybe they won't use nuclear weapons. But then you hear these news outlets going, well, Putin's crazy. Putin's crazy. I don't know if he's crazy. But what I do know is somebody like that does not want to look weak. Somebody does not want to look like they surrendered. And there might be this, we're going for broke, sort of attitude. And so, yes, on my show, I might be talking about preparation. I might be talking about, you know, make sure you get your medications in orders, your COVID vaccine card in order. It's ridiculous that, you know, we have to be walking around with that stupid thing. But anyway, I get it. You know, make sure you have a mask, because remember, the government said if you go into a bomb shelter, you got to social distance and wear masks, so make sure you have a mask. But, the reason why I'm kind of just on that side of being overly cautious, overly conservative with it, is because I just hear people, I just saw people lose their minds over Biden's speech. I mean, it's like they want to pick a fight with Americans over, you know, Biden's gaffes. What's going on here, people? There is, I just hope people kind of wake up and realize that this Russian-Ukrainian conflict is more serious than I think people are giving it credit for, and I think they're just assuming that what they read, you know, is what happens. And I want to kind of, and it's not my job to train people, but I just want to make people aware, just to kind of use your minds, just to kind of expand. You don't have to accuse everybody of a conspiracy. You don't have to accuse Putin of, you know, wanting to have, you know, entered a nuclear war since he was a child. We don't have to go that far, but just, you know, if you were cautious with the news, if you were cautious with the media, still have that same caution. And keep in mind that this is something that will, you know, even if Russia can get deterred, even if Russia goes, you know what, we aren't able to take over Kyiv, you know, our bad, we're going to turn around, or the sanctions, like Peter Ducey had suggested, you know, maybe the sanctions, you know, will cause, you know, have you seen Russian military actually turn back right around when they saw, you know, the sanctions? But, you know, Russia doesn't want to look weak. You have a country that has been planning this for a very long time. You have leaders there and a lot of discussion of, well, what happens if Putin dies? Everybody says Putin looks bloated. He might die. He might have Parkinson's. Apparently there is a long list of people. And I don't think his successor is going to be, ooh, I want world peace. So just, like I said, you know, use common sense, do your research, and be very, very careful about some of the messages that are coming out, especially since some of these messages could be driven and made by the enemy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniels is upset with President Joe Biden's first State of the Union address, saying in it he showed how he fails to grasp the hurt his policies have caused American families. She also said he did not take responsibility for any of his failures, offered no real solutions to the many crises Americans are facing, and instead doubled down on his disastrous and polarizing agenda. She said Americans are struggling and Biden ignored them once again. Republicans will hold Biden and Democrats accountable in November. China has decided it won't join the United States and European governments in imposing financial sanctions on Russia, according to the country's bank regulator. China is a major buyer of Russian oil and gas and the only other major government that has refrained from criticizing Moscow's attack on Ukraine. Beijing opposes the sanctions, according to the chairman of the China Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission. This is USA Radio News. Texas has made its decision on who will run for governor in November.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott won his party's nomination on Tuesday to seek a third term in office. This sets up a November contest with Democratic former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The two won their party primaries as the state held the first primary contest of the 2022 midterm elections. Texas primary voters also selected their party's nominees on Tuesday for the U.S. House of Representatives and other statewide offices. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember how our parents would joke about how we got mixed up in, at birth and they're really not our mommies and our daddies and things like that? I don't know if I ever did that with my kids. I do every now and then, you know, tell their kids that I don't know who their father is, even though I mean,
yes, it's Corey. Corey's your father.
But sometimes if I get mad at him, I just feel like messing with the kids, you know. However, the kids make me mad. I go, you know, you keep this up, I'll kick you out of the house and you could go live with your father. They go, but Dad lives with you. I go, he's not your real father. You go find your real father and live with him. What? He's like, yeah, he's your real father. All right, but apparently there are two women that were switched at birth 55 years ago. And how they figured it out is because of Ancestry.com. Did you guys hear about this story? This is some crazy stuff. So these women are from Oklahoma. And apparently, their mothers and fathers who raised them were never their biological parents. But rather, there was a snafu at a local hospital. Tina Enos and Jill Lopez, both are now 57, first opened up about the shocking revelation last month when they filed a lawsuit against Duncan Regional Hospital. Apparently, this all happened in 1964. Now, I'm a little confused because 1964, well, that'd be 56 years. I'm just a little confused with some of the math they're saying here, but you know, it's okay. So, apparently, they took an Ancestry.com DNA test. And when they took the test, there were people listed saying they were related to going, how am I so related to all these people? In an interview with the Today Show, the two women spoke candidly about learning the truth, what it meant to them. Meanwhile, Catherine Jones, Lopez's biological mother, but the mother who raised Tina Enos, said she was completely devastated by the discovery, as if somebody took a hatchet to her heart. There are so many people involved. It's not just me and Jill. It's two entire families. And it's interesting because I know some people are like, well, you know what? They raised them, so they're family. Yeah, they are family, but imagine not having your blood with you. It's as a mom, I got to tell you, you know, I had trouble conceptualizing before I had kids, you know, how people are so obsessive over their children and how they, you know, don't want to go anywhere. I thought, man, if I had a baby and I wanted to go out, I'd go out. Once you have that baby, you have this sense of a piece of, it's like a piece of you. I don't know what movie that was where, oh, maybe it was Terminator 2. Remember where the bad guy was made of that liquid nitrogen type stuff? And then part of his toe, I guess part of his foot was somewhere else, and then it came back to his foot. I kind of looked at it like that. And so when my kids were in daycare, or when my kids were, you know, I guess, I don't know, with the babysitter, I don't feel whole. I just don't. And even if my mind is distracted or whatever, I just need to know babies nearby because they're a piece of you. It's a feeling I just can't explain, and that's me. But apparently, you know, the parents might not have realized that because they took home a baby. Jones, the mom, recalls thinking Enos was a beautiful baby. When she arrived at Duncan Physicians and Surgeons Hospital, Enos remembers a happy childhood, but also said she noticed she didn't look quite like the rest of her family. I looked at a picture one day, and it was my two sisters and my mom and me, and I couldn't find anything on any of those faces that looked like me. There was, like, no resemblance. Jones insisted she looked just like the man they believed was her biological dad, who had left when she was two. So that's kind of how the mom was like, yeah, well, you look like your father, so it's good. But Jones insisted she looked, oh yeah, Jones' father had left when she was a child. And in 2019, Enos took a DNA test to try to learn more about her grandfather. But she was confused when the results came back. And the list of her DNA relatives had names she didn't know, including a family with the last name of Brister. So this has got to be really, really confusing. And so Jones didn't know the names either. Enos got her to take a DNA test as well. I'm still kind of confused how they both knew that it was those two. Enos's 26-year-old daughter floated the idea that she was switched at birth, began digging online, looked up the names that did come up on Enos's Ancestry.com relationships. She managed to find a woman nearby who was born on the same day, and remarkably looked a lot like Jones. I thought it looked just like my mother, she said, and that woman was Miss Lopez. Enos sent her a message asking her to take a DNA test as well. It came back with Jones as a match for her mother. Oh, my God, they must have, like, just completely freaked out. They said all I could think about was how I was going to tell my mom. I just thought she was not going to be able to handle it. That's okay, just find her real daughter, and then hopefully everybody's good. It is devastating. It is just completely devastating. So when you kind of look at the pictures, you're like, whoa. So apparently, they learned of the switch. Lopez and Jones now has got to know each other. And unfortunately, Enos's biological parents, Joyce and John Brisker, have died. So there's no way for her to meet her real parents. And so Enos, Lopez, and Jones are now suing Duncan Regional Hospital, who merged with Duncan Physicians and Surgeons Hospital in 1975, for recklessness and negligent infliction of emotional distress. The hospital was fighting back, claiming that though it merged with the hospital where the two women were born, it is not the same one and is therefore not responsible. Yeah, I know lawyers are going to definitely be dissecting this case, because it's like, you know, if this happened 50-some years ago, then, whose fault is it? So, the women previously spoke to the Daily Beast about the ordeal. Enos described the terrible moment when she realized the truth. That's got to be just rough. So how does this happen? How does, and thank you Daily Mail for reporting on this as well. I mean, you know, I looked at my baby after I gave birth, but you are completely, like, dizzy and exhausted and, I could tell my kids are my kids. And nowadays, mind you, I had them in the 2000s. So by then, you had immediate, computerized wrist braces and wristlets and things like that, and labels, and so, you know, I didn't have to worry about that like other people did. But in the olden days, in the 50s, you gave birth, the baby would go, somebody would put a card on there, and it would say Smith, you know, or baby girl, or female, or male, or whatever they would do. And sadly, things messed up. Who knows? Maybe it was somebody who, sick joke. Maybe it was somebody in training. I don't know. But back then, they just didn't have all the checks and balances that they do now. And I always kind of, urge moms to hold their baby after they get. Once baby is stabilized, they now stabilize baby many times right there in the room. And then they immediately hand baby back to mom. In fact, some of these babies where we think they're dead, we urge moms to hold them, because sometimes there's this reflex or this stimulus that happens when moms are holding the baby, and these babies, look like they come back to life, even though they had pure dead. So making sure mom gets to be with the baby is crucial. And yes, there's nurseries, there's NICUs, but that wouldn't happen these days. God, I hope not. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Biden administration has announced a new COVID-19 preparedness plan. Do we have to call it COVID-19 anymore? Can we just, are we in COVID-22? Oh, some of you guys are still dancing? Okay, you guys are still dancing. It's fine.
Keep the music going.
I think the music sounds way better than my voice anyway. So, it's still called COVID-19, which I find fascinating because if it is COVID-19, it kind of reminds us that this vaccine we're using was designed for a three-year-old virus. I would probably just call it COVID. COVID-19 is, I don't know. I get that's, you know, SARS-CoV-2 is the name of the virus. That's kind of what we use in more medical terms.
But it's 2022. The variants are much different now. They're evading our immunity. They're evading our artificial vaccine immunity, our natural immunity. These variants are outsmarting us. So maybe we stop calling it COVID-19, but everybody's still calling it COVID-19, so we'll see when that changes. But we do have a new COVID-19 preparedness plan from the Joe Biden administration. They want to offer more support to schools and businesses to remain open during outbreaks. They want to combat and prevent new viral variants and provide high-risk Americans with better access to drugs that can prevent severe COVID-19. I'm happy with that. I support that. That was good. But they're going to need more authorization and funding from Congress. So they're going to need more money. It's according to MSN. They said the medications that have to be given within 5 to 7 days of symptoms beginning, and this is something we talked about on the show, is a challenge because we need to test in order to give them. There's not a lot. Biden has ordered, I think, another 20 million doses. And I remember there's about 365, 370 million people more with refugees and people coming across the border when it comes to COVID. So the 20 million is nice, but it's just not enough. But with Paxlovid or Molnupiravir, you need to give it within 5 days. Tamiflu for flu, we need to give within 48, maybe 72 hours, squeaking with that one. But with Tamiflu, you want to hit in the first 2 days. With the Paxlovid and Molnupiravir, again, you want to hit it early. The sooner the better. But the window is 5 days. Well, how many of you tested positive for your Omicron on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? I still never tested positive. Well, how did you know you had it? Because I had these symptoms for weeks. It was identical to everybody else that had COVID. And I didn't swab my eyelid. One of my patients, I don't know if I told you guys this, but there was some debate on why these COVID tests aren't picking it up. And so if you aren't, let's say, having enough nasal viral load, you might not get it when you do your nasal swab. So since a lot of the swabs originally were pharynx, the back of the throat, some of us decided, you know what, I'm going to swab the back of my throat. When I took my test, I swabbed the back of my throat, and then I did the nose. I didn't want to do my nose first and then stick it in the, you know, because it's only one swab. So I did my throat, and then I stuck it in my nose, and then I did the swab. One of my patients last week said he tested negative with the nasal swab, throat, but what he did, and I'm not saying to do this. I don't want anything near your eyes. I'm not saying to do this. But for him to finally test positive, he had to swab his lower eyelid. I'm not saying to do that by any means, but what that signifies is these tests might not be very accurate. We have a bunch of different companies, some of them being recalled, many of them made in China. So as I said, you know, us having therapeutics is fantastic. It is huge in this COVID fight. That's what helped save lives with flu, being able to have Xofluza and Tamiflu and antivirals that we could use for flu. This is what we need for COVID. We have antivirals, the protease inhibitors or nucleoside analogs, and we are able to hit that virus, stop the virus from replicating, attaching onto cells, making baby viruses. It's fantastic. The problem is 90% of patients that I saw, and mind you, I'm licensed in multiple states, Omicron overwhelmed us December and January. Many of them test negative. By the time they tested positive, it was 5 to 7 days later. Well, now you're out of the window. So that doesn't help. So we need to get better testing. Now, one thing Biden had suggested yesterday, and I don't have his direct quote, is he said, look, you could test at the pharmacy. If you're positive, then you will get the medication right then and there for free. That's fantastic. Fantastic. But what about the people not testing positive? I almost wonder if I'll never test positive. I have not tested positive this whole time for COVID. When we were able to do antibody tests, no antibodies. Isn't that I might not make the, you know, I might not be expressing the antigens the way these tests need me to? So that's fine. You know, if there's only X amount of doses, you guys take them. I don't want to, you know, I'll work through it. I want it available for people who are more vulnerable. But even though these are things that need to be worked out, this test to treat initiative is pretty cool. So if we get more supply of these medications, Pfizer said they're going to provide another 1 million doses of the Paxlovid this month, and then hopefully twice that the next month. And monoclonal antibodies are fantastic when they work. Those are basically, you get to borrow man-made antibodies to fight the virus if you don't have enough antibodies yourself. So that could be cool. So, you know, pharmacies have really become the focal point in the COVID fight. And I commend them. Which is why, you know, I really hope once COVID dies down, lawyers don't go after them from the opioid standpoint. I remember these pharmacies were getting sued for giving out opioid prescriptions. Our pharmacies ended up being the go-to for the vaccine. They're going to now be, not only for the vaccine, but also for testing. And so the CVS, Walgreens, the Kroger's, they're going to be these one-stop shops. And the administration is going to enhance that. Some doctors are worried that they're going to want these pharmacies to also take over healthcare because they're easier to control. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, it's going to take a systematic approach, but everything has to work. The vaccine has to work. If the vaccine doesn't work because it's an old virus that it's formulated for, we need to fix that. If the tests don't work and don't show that we're positive until a week into our infection, that's not going to help. Now, the answer, my prediction, is we do have some people that test positive right away. So since we don't have a lot of the medications, anyway, those medications, it's going to work. Somebody tests positive, they get the medication. But once, you know, the memo gets the Biden administration going, look, a bunch of people are getting COVID and they don't test positive right away, what's eventually going to happen is if they have enough of these medicines like we do with Tamiflu and Xofluza, we will do prophylactic. We will be like, look, you know, even if you don't test, if it sounds like it, if it walks like a dog, talks like a duck, whatever's duck, we're going to probably end up having to have that attitude. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.